President Kamala Harris arrived in North Carolina bearing some big promises.
By the end of my first term, we will end America's housing shortage by building 3 million new homes and rentals that are affordable for the middle class.
She said she'd do it by providing tax incentives for home builders who construct less expensive starter homes. She also wants to give up to $25,000 in down payment assistance to first-time home buyers.
Category 2 Hurricane Ernesto has a bead on Bermuda. CBS's Dave Malkoff is on the island.
Ernesto's fierce winds and churning waves are signs Bermuda is in for a bashing. Here's Minister of National Security Michael Weeks.
I know Bermudians are hurricane hardy, but this is a big storm, and it looks like it's coming directly here.
This storm is probably going to be right on top of us, closer than storms have in the past.
The worst will hit Saturday morning with 90-mile-an-hour winds and up to 9 inches of rain. With just hours before landfall, the largest grocery store was packed for a weather wipeout.
And the east coast of the U.S. is in for a rainy weekend as well. The Supreme Court has declined to allow the Biden administration to enforce a key part of a new rule that would have protected LGBTQ students against discrimination in about 10 Republican-leaning states. Reaction from Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
A lower court had put an injunction that blocked the rule under Title IX that the administration wanted to apply to LGBTQ students. But the Supreme Court refused to step in and say that these states who did not want to have it apply must do so. And that includes places like Tennessee, Louisiana, and 8 other states.
Financial disclosure documents filed by Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump show he owns more than $1 million in cryptocurrency and up to $250,000 in gold bars. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The new John Deere Gator SUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Major events are helping fuel consumer spending.
Consumer spending is event-driven, especially involving travel to Europe. According to the Bank of America, event-driven travel is up double digits from this time last year.
The Olympics and before that, Taylor Swift gigs in Europe were major draws for Bank of America customers and I think U.S. consumers.
Senior economist at the Bank of America Institute, David Tinsley, says in addition,
when we looked at the Paris Olympics, our credit and debit card spending was up 27% relative to same time last year.
Other findings, a 35% spending increase in cities hosting the Taylor Swift concert tour, and a 27% rise in spending in Paris and other Olympic cities. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Eugene Levy and Dan Levy will make history at the Emmy Awards next month as the first ever father and son co-hosts. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, few showers around tonight, low upper 60s. And more clouds around for tomorrow, maybe a pop-up shower and highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy on Sunday, maybe a stray shower and highs in the upper 70s. Sunny in mid-70s for highs Monday, Tuesday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Not always love you. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Suspicious mind. Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh yeah, I tell you something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I wanna hold your hand. Open.
well. You know you love me, baby. Still you tell me maybe that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well,
go by the devil, don't wanna go by the demon, don't wanna go by Satan, don't wanna die uneasy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be one child born in a world to carry on, to carry on.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Reaching out. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?